Good evening. This is Orson Welles. Craig's Wife, which is the title of tonight's offering, has been a personal enthusiasm since I first saw it. This story of 24 hours in the life of a husband and wife. As we've rehearsed it here in the studio, we've been impressed to find that Craig's Wife is fresh and vital and true in the same degree as it was when it first played on Broadway. Got the Pulitzer Prize. Miss Faye Bainter, who was to have played Mrs. Craig, is unfortunately one of the many victims of our local epidemic of flu. In her stead, we are something more than lucky in the very personable person of an actress distinguished both in motion pictures and in the living theater, whose triumphs have been memorable in both fields and richly deserved, Miss Anne Harding.
Mrs. Harold.
Well, Maisie, what is it now?
Did you see the evening paper?
No, what?
It's a murder right over near us, too, on Willows Avenue.
For land's sake, I used to work over on Willows Avenue. Who was it?
Fashionable Willows resident, scene of double tragedy. Bodies of J. Fergus Passmore and wife, socially prominent in this city, found dead in library from bullet wounds.
For land's sakes.
Empty revolver near fireplace, cause of death shrouded in mystery. Police working upon identity of gentleman visitor, seen leaving premises in automobile shortly after midnight. Gives me the creeps, it does.
Well, creeps or no, but you better brush up them rose petals from off the living room floor. And don't leave the evening paper lying about, either.
You're not expecting the lady back already, are you?
Can't ever tell about women like Mrs. Craig. If she gets an idea that there's a pin out of place around here, she'll take the first train out of Albany and come right back home.
Honest, Mrs. Harold, I never worked for a woman like Mrs. Craig. Sure feel sorry for Mr. Craig.
Oh, she could build a nest in that man's ear and he'd never know it.
She certainly is the hardest woman to please I ever worked for.
Did I tell you about her wanting me to dust the leaves off that little tree in front of the dining room window last week?
Dust the leaves?
That's the honest truth. And me with rheumatism at the time. You know how I done it, don't you?
What'd you say to her?
I told her right up. I said, I'll dust no tree for nobody.
No, you turned right.
She says, you mean you refuse to dust it?
Yes,
I says, I refuse. And what's more, I'm going to stay refused. Well, she says, it needs dusting whether you dust it or not. Well, I says, let it need it. A little dust won't poison it. We'll be dust ourselves someday unless we get drowned.
Yes, you're done right. I think the worst kind of woman a girl can work for is one that's crazy about her house. Say, how long is she going to be away in Albany?
Well, I guess till her sister's better. But still, you never know about her. She's liable to find some excuse to come home. She don't like to be away from her home. Mrs. Craig don't.
All right, dear. Just leave your bags
here. That's Mrs. Craig.
Mrs. Harold?
Coming.
Yes, Mrs. Craig.
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Craig. We didn't expect you back so soon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Craig.
This is Miss Eldridge, my niece, Mrs. Harold.
Yes.
Maisie, will you take her things up to the corner room? She's staying with us for a few days.
Yes, Mrs. Craig.
And will you see that catch is on the screen door, Mrs. Harold? It was half open when I came in.
Yes, Mrs. Craig.
Aunt Harriet, are you sure we were right to leave Mother like that?
Oh, Ethel, dear, you mustn't start that. Your mother's been through this very same kind of thing many times before. Be careful with that suitcase, Maisie. Don't scratch the wall.
Oh, Aunt Harriet.
Yes, dear?
Suppose something should happen.
Oh, nothing's going to happen, dear child. Mrs. Harold.
Yes, Mrs. Craig.
Where did those roses come from?
Why, that woman across the street brought them over to your aunt.
Mrs. Fraser, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you'd better take them out of here, Mrs. Harold. The petals will be all over the room.
Maybe Miss Austin will let them in her room. She and Mrs. Fraser are up there having tea.
Do you mean to tell me that Mrs. Fraser is upstairs in my aunt's room?
Yes, ma'am.
And how did she happen to get up there?
Miss Austin asked her.
Really? Oh. All right, that will be all, Mrs. Harold.
Aunt Harriet.
Yes?
You know, there was something I wanted to tell Mother, but the doctor said he thought I'd better wait.
Is it something important?
Yes, it was about Professor Fredericks at school. Mother met him last year when she was up there at commencement, and she liked him very much. And when we got home, she said that if he ever said anything to me, she'd be glad if I could like him well enough to marry him. She said she'd feel easier about it.